Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. The Lord's been speaking a word to me and it's unravel. And then I was just talking to Pastor Carolyn and I said, it's like the Lord's moving and doing these little things. She goes, he's weaving. And I said, oh my gosh, that's the other part of what he's doing. And I just felt led to share this scripture with you, because how many of us are seeing and observing things, or maybe there's people in our lives, our children, our marriage, someone that we know and love in the season that they're in. You know that the Lord has ordained purity and righteousness for that situation, but you're observing as a believer who's inspired by the Holy Spirit that that person or situation is shrouded in deception, that the enemy has created a shroud around something, and it's bothersome and irksome to you as a believer because you know the Lord has ordained purity and righteousness. And the Lord's been telling me every time we pray, it's like we're pulling threads from that shroud. Whatever is shrouding what the Lord has ordained, even in our state, in our nation, in the world, whatever God's perfect will is that is now shrouded, every time we pray and every time we agree, it's like the Lord is saying, Nikki, you're pulling another thread today. And that's unraveling in our schools, in our workplace, with our people, with our families, with our nieces and nephews. And so Isaiah 45:8, Pastor Carolyn's been talking about moving toward impossible. This scripture says, let fall in showers, you heavens from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness, the pure, spiritual, heaven-born possibilities that have their foundation in the holy being of God. The answer to what is impossible are calling down those heaven-born possibilities that have their origin and nature in the foundation of God. Let the earth open, let people's hearts open, let those situations open. As that unraveling takes place, let the righteousness germinate, the purity germinate, calling things back into alignment for what the Lord has ordained, but the enemy has shrouded with a lie, a smoke screen, and sprout forth salvation, and let righteousness germinate and spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Heaven-born possibilities. We call them down, and that's the answer, and that's what's going to bring us into that place of impossible. Amen. And then Isaiah 48:6-7 says, I show you specified new things from this time forth, even hidden things kept in reserve for fall 2021, for winter 2021, for the new year, for next spring, kept in reserve, which you have not known. Hallelujah. They are created now and called into being by the prophetic word. So we have that prophetic utterance to speak to those things that are shrouded, to unravel, to trust that the Lord is weaving and doing exactly what he's meant to do and ordained to do in those situations. Amen. Isaiah 48:6-7 and Isaiah 45:8. So let's agree all together corporately, even when we're praying individually during the week. Let's believe for those heaven-born possibilities and things we don't even know that are kept in reserve, called into being now. In Jesus' name, amen.
The blood. We are free.
We are free.
We are free.